is sometimes we don't always feel grateful. We're in a space where we're maybe dealing with something or feeling something, and it's the reality is that though that is a practice, not just a feeling. And so gratitude's one of those powerful magnifiers. It's a great mood shifter. It puts us in a great space. And so just invite you again to go ahead and maybe get out your notebook and your journal. But as we get started this morning, just go ahead and take a deep breath and maybe grab yourself something to drink, grab your favorite oils, get yourself centered here as we get started. If you know that there's something that you'd like to share, that you have a question about, you'd like some coaching on this morning for this week, I'd love to help serve and support you. So feel free to raise your hand, put it in the Q&A box, you can put it in the chat box, or you can share it on Facebook in the comments, and Chrissy will copy and paste that and share that over with us here as well. So I think for me, one thought that's up for me this morning as we are getting started here for a moment, it looks like Natalie and Andy are saying we can hop on for 5 minutes if you'd like. It looks like they're able to join us. We'd love to have you. So feel free, of course, to pop in and join us. We'd love to see you and see how you're doing and, of course, hear the good news. So if you feel like joining in, please do so.
Hey, just wanted to give a quick hello. We are here in Bratislava. What country?
Slovakia.
And the internet is not great, so you may or may not be able to hear us, but we can
see
you.
Send in some love.
So just want to say a quick hello.
Awesome. Well, maybe I've bragged already that you two are going to bring me back some European chocolate. So,
oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. So we'll see if we can sell some croissants in our pockets too.
Yeah, croissants, pastries, all the good things. How about you all, if you wouldn't mind, share one thought that one place, your favorite place you've been so far on your trip or favorite activity that stood out the most to you, and then share just a thought that might be up for you this morning.
Can you hear us?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. The Zoom like totally crashed. So
there you are. We can even see you now.
Oh, even better.
So one of my highlights is always just connecting with other like-minded, amazing individuals. And I've been really inspired on this trip of ways that people are just creating value. So one of the ideas that I loved yesterday was thinking about people in your teams and that want to up-level their lifestyle and gifting them something to help up-level their lifestyle. So I've been loving that.
Yeah. It's been really cool, too, to connect with different markets. The Aussies, there's so many Australians here on the trip. Whole teams from Asia, like China, Japan, and Taiwan. And just such a good reminder that the oils are a gift from the earth and a gift to all the earth. So the video's frozen, but...
There's no limit. There's no limit. What the oils can touch.
Yep.
Oh, I so love it, you guys. I'm so glad you're having such a good time and experiencing that. And I've loved seeing some of the images and photos and videos. Looks like you recreated a Sound of Music moment matched with some race cars and some fun things that you're up to.
Yep. I also recreated a moment from Python, the Holy Grail with Greg Cook. So that's kind of an important theatrical piece too.
Yeah.
Michael Long history.
Nice to see your musical theater days paying off.
I was hoping we could recreate like a crosswalk musical all together. We'll see if we can make that happen in the next couple days.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a great time. Thanks for representing. Yeah, we
great
love
to meet you.
All right, you too. Have a great day.
Okay, sure. We'll see ya.
How fun. Technology, you guys, is so cool, right? Like being around the world and like, hey, we'll just pop in for just a moment. So how cool is that? Well, good. Here's a thought that I want to share with all of you in terms of coaching thought process or strategy is we've come into summer. And for some of you, you have active little kiddos. Some of you don't. But what I find is whether you do or you don't, I don't know about you, but even myself, even though I don't have kids at home, I definitely, the vibe of summer is legit, right? Like, I think there's something in our DNA where it's like here in the States, at least, things get warm, school is out, or at least it feels that way. We're reminded of that. And we're in a space where for me, it's like, I just want to play a lot. And I am playing a lot, right? I haven't worked a whole lot in the last week. We had a really large event here in Utah last week. And after that event, I have definitely been in more play mode. So I don't know if any of you can relate to that. But I think, don't you think it's like in our DNA that it's like June hits and it's like, ooh, it's time to like make s'mores and stay up late, have no schedule, do all the things, right? Which is fun for a minute. But then there's part of us that we're like, wait, where's some structure? So I love summer and I love the season of summer. I love being outside. I love all the gorgeous colors. I love to hike, paddleboard, you know, be around a campfire, go to outdoor concerts. I mean, there's so much fun that happens in the summer months. And I really love it. I really, really do. And I've learned for myself, though, that I also still crave some degree of productivity. And I also want to see my business continue to flourish and thrive. So what I want to connect with you all for a moment about while we're percolating comments or questions. Again, if you have a question, what's up for you today? Excuse me. I'd love for you to pop that in the chat box or Q&A or again on our Facebook Live comments. But here's something that I just want to connect around with those. The thought process of summer is having summer office hours. Is asking of yourself just simply that question. Some of you have heard this before or you've seen it. There's a video on my YouTube channel that says Entrepreneur or Hours for the Entrepreneur. Office Hours for the Entrepreneur is the title of the video on my YouTube channel. But similar there is I just want to highlight a few thoughts is even just becoming intentional and strategic. Because the reality, you've probably heard many, many times the thought or the quote that says, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And so the plan can be for sure, we're going to go to the water park, the splash pad. We are going to, hike and play and go to the park more. And even again, if you don't have kids and you're like, I just need some more time. I think we're still as adults, we're just kids with longer legs, right? And some of us like myself, not much longer legs. But the reality is that we also have this need for play, right? Because play is so good for your creativity. Play is so good for your mental and emotional health. It's the time is like, oh, I also need time to unplug, time to play, and the value that that is to your life and to your business as well. And I'm just in a space where I'm also clear for myself. So it's not or, it's not like fully planned, fully scheduled, or all in play mode. Is asking yourself for this season of your life, what are your office hours? Right? And maybe you need to enroll some help. Maybe it's switching off play dates with a fellow parent in your neighborhood, or perhaps again, even if there aren't kiddos around, but you're like, I want to play more, is still asking yourself, like myself, is like, okay, what are my office hours for this summer, for this season of my life, where there's still creativity happening, there's still nourishing of relationships happening, where you're still doing things activity-wise, where you're working in your business. So I just invite you to think about that. What are your office hours? Of making some decision around that, because far too many cases is we're just playing it off the whim, right? We're just kind of like going with the flow, which is fantastic in one sense, but we're just in essence, we're just allowing whatever is the bright, shiny object of the moment or whatever is pulling our focus or our time or attention. That is in a space for us that rather than having intention. So have intention about your summer. Hey, Mark, can you mute yourself? There we go, love. I could hear you join, but it just had some background noise. Okay, so think about this for intention for your summer. And you might want to create a summer bucket list, right, of all the fun you want to do. And you might want to think about intentionally, what are my office hours? When's my doTERRA business going to be worked on and nourished? And you might be more of like, hey, I'm going to work on my business in the morning and then all afternoon is open to play. Or you might say, hey, 2 days a week, I'm going to work 2 full days a week, hire the nanny or get support that way and really work on my business and really be dialed in with my leaders. and classes and follow-up and connections. You know, whatever you're thinking is going to work best for you, I think you get to choose. I just think the important thing is to choose, right? Is to make some intentional decisions around that. So that's just a thought that I wanted to share with you. One of my favorite go-to resources around time management, around prioritization, around energy, and around creation is a book called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And we've mentioned that resource here before. It's actually Natalie who introduced me to that book many years back. And now it's a staple in my own library for myself and one that I recommend quite often. So thinking about that. But what I love he talks about in Essentialism, one thought I just want to pull out, is the fact of him saying, he states this conversation. He says, oftentimes in our life, why we don't like to choose, we want to say we can do it all, right? I want to do all the things all the time, is we don't want to choose because we have that fear of missing out, or what's referred to as FOMO, right? Is we want to do all the things. We want to be included in all the things. We want to say yes to all the things. But sometimes if we're yes to all the things, we don't really make progress with one or two key things in our lives. And so it's making some of those decisions. But one of the reframes that he offers in his materials, he asks us, rather than focusing on what do I have to give up? Because the human brain doesn't want to focus on that, right? Like, I don't want to give up anything, but more so it's being plugged into what am I all in for? And the way that I like my little Tiffany Peterson-ism to that is I love to reframe it in the thought process of what am I all in for this season, right? For this season of my life. So for this, you know, summer season for you is what are you all in for? What is it that you're focusing on? And you might say, I'm definitely all in for a more present, focused, playful summer. Awesome. But you're saying, okay, I'm also all in for, you know, my business and one or two key activities. Maybe I'm not doing everything. And maybe you are. For some of you, summer is one of your most potent, powerful times. You're connecting with people more. You're doing more backyard hosting or a barbecue or something of that nature, or gathering your team or playing together, right? Is you're at a time like all the presidentials that are on their trip right now. They're also, as much as they're playing, they're also nourishing their business. They're spending time, like Natalie said, with like-minded people. They are learning from each other. Hey, what's working well for you? Or what are you doing with your social media or with your classes or with your leadership? Is they're absolutely also spending time masterminding. So as much as they're playing, they're also nourishing. So again, I just want you to be open to, you can definitely play and be present and be intentional though too about your business and the key things that you want to nourish about, you know, in your life and in your business specifically. So that's just a thought, just something that's been up for me and up in conversations with clients, is that the thought process around summer hours for yourself and for your business. Because for many of you, not all of you, but for many of you, that it does shift, it does change. Many of you, why you were drawn to doTERRA is that you could do doTERRA from home and have that lifestyle of also not having to go to an office. You could be at home with your kiddos and work on your business, right? Or if, again, your kiddos have left the nest or there's no kiddos in your life, you're like, hey, but this is something why partly I chose it was for the lifestyle, is that flexibility. But where many of you are parents and many of you do have children that are out of school or off track or whatnot, it does provide you a shift in what's normal. So I'd love to move into some questions if you have them here today. If you're with us here on Zoom, we've got plenty of time, or you're with us on Facebook Live, I'd love for you to drop your question in the chat box or in the Q&A box if you're here on Zoom. If you want to join me live and dialogue live, I love to do that. So feel free to let us know that as well. But I'll wait for a moment. That this call for me is so much fun when we get to dialogue and we get to interact. So what's up for you? What's on your heart? What's in your business? Maybe it's up for you personally. What is it that you would love some support with today? What's kind of up? What's percolating? Yeah, Chrissy, if you have a question, you can definitely ask it for sure. Chrissy's sending this to panelists. And if you're going to post in the chat box, you're welcome to send it to panelists, but we also encourage it to go to attendees. But you're welcome to send in questions for sure. How many of you have tried celery juice, by the way, right? Or heard of the medical medium? I actually, through a doTERRA wellness advocate, a couple of them actually heard about the medical medium on Instagram specifically and around celery juice. So I am working on that myself, is not every day, but about 5 days a week, is having a little celery juice before you eat anything, right? It's just great for your skin, great for your organs. It's like drinking some of your minerals, you know, all of that good stuff. So, yeah.
Sorry to jump in here. We actually have a question from our audience. I'm going to put her in here so you two can dialogue. One moment, please.
Okay. Thank you, Chrissy.
No problem. Daniela, you're on with Tiffany. Please start.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. Good morning, beauty.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry to interrupt your celery juice.
Oh, please.
Which I love.
I'm a fan of it. I think it's good for you. So I'm liking, I'm work on that.
Oh, it's great. It's great. So Tiffany, today I wanted to ask you about our business with our family, involving our family in our business, and how you could give us some tips on managing it down the track, because my first enrollment was my mum. And so obviously I started just putting people under her because I thought, oh yeah, placeholder, or, you know, she's in Chile, I'm in Australia. And so I'll just put all the Chilean people there. And then she, you know, just was helping me out. So there was always that energy of, I'll do this to help you out. I don't want to do it. I don't need to do it. And, you know, no responsibility. And so we got her up to silver with all of the structure and, you know, putting a lot of people under her and everything. And now she kind of loves that position, but she's not a silver. She hasn't taken charge. So whenever I try and have a conversation with her of, you know, just trying to see what's up, because she's not really helping the business, or she's not really going with the energy, and she's not really a leader. If anything, there's always like, she's doing the opposite of what we ask. She goes, oh, well, I'm only here because I was just helping you, right? And in my head, I'm like, well, you're actually not helping me. And you know, to get ahead from, like, to maintain her silver, it's a lot of energy for our platinum. And legs are falling and a lot of things are happening. And I'm wondering, you know, what's the impact of the energetics that we've got, the energetic dynamics that we've got running there. And so, yeah, I'm really willing to shift that because it's tough.
Let me ask you this. When you put it's your mom, correct?
Yes, it's my mom.
When you put her in that position, did you have an expectation she would build?
No, I just, you know, needed to put people under somebody. And so I thought, well, she's, you know, she's just my, she's always been great at sales. So you give her, like, you know, you, people say she can sell, you know, what is it? Cold water in the Antarctica. You're like, she's just amazing. So I guess, if I've got to be honest, I thought, yeah, she sells anything, so why not? She could sell oil. She just has fun with sales. But, yeah, some sort of it. But at the same time, I went, this is just a trustworthy placeholder.
Yeah. So when you signed her up, was there any conversation about open dialogue about her doing the business, or asking her interest level, or if she'd want to work on it as a business? Or was it just, again, you were saying, I just want to put someone I know, love, and trust, and want to support in that position?
No, in Australia, we were just taught to put people under people under people under people, and then something will come up out of it. So that's kind of what I did. I just went, I mentioned, you know, I'm putting all these people under you. One day you'll get commission out of it, mum. But there was never a conversation, because I just didn't even know that that's something that you would do. So I think I got myself into this situation in a very naive position. And now I'm kind of like, all right, so we need to do something about this.
Yeah, but so the thought that the reason I'm asking that is, so the only thing that's changed is your expectation. So again, if that conversation was had in the beginning, or she expressed that, like, this is really what I want to do, I want to build this, we're going to grow this, but it sounds like you just simply were, that wasn't the case. So what's changed now? So to help you neutralize some of your frustration or energy around it is love. You're the one that's changed, not her.
Mm.
So your mindset is different and your desire and your expectation has shifted. And so sometimes in relationship period, not just in business, but where we sometimes have contention or frustration in a relationship is that perhaps we're the one that's changed or our expectation has changed. Right. So it's just being willing, though, to say that mom's just fine. She doesn't need to do a different thing at all because she's being who she's always been from the get go. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not saying you can't have a conversation with her, of course. And you can take a pulse, right? An inquiry, but out of curiosity, not out of she's letting you down energy or she's creating a gridlock for you, is that she was just being who she was when you put her in that spot, and she's still being who she was now today. What's, again, different is that you have a different intention or desire, right? And you're not wrong for that either, Daniela, to be really clear. It's just the ownership of sometimes, and I didn't necessarily hear this happening at all, but just wanting for all of us to realize in relationships is sometimes it's not even the words we speak, but the thoughts we think and the energy we put towards someone is, or I'm frustrated, or they're not showing up, or they're not doing the thing, or the whatnot. And that's why I'm saying, well, in the beginning, what was the expectation, or what was the conversation? And then a lot of times there wasn't an expectation expressed, or there wasn't a conversation. And that's fine, of course. So now you get to make a new decision. It's just neutralizing the energy as mom's the same.
Mm.
And so any judgment against mom actually isn't fair. If you're even feeling judgment, I don't know if I'm necessarily feeling that. We're just talking, we're going to brainstorm and strategize, but to help you, it's like mom's being the same person she was from the get-go. It's that you've had a different mindset shift or a desire come up, and that's, you're fine to own that. It's just being sensitive that we don't project it onto her, that gosh, if she could just, and even though she could sell, if she hasn't expressed that desire or interest, then that's not really hers to own, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. No, absolutely. No, she's great at selling home essentials kits, but then, like, she's really bad at supporting people or, you know, teaching them how to use their oils. And so I get frustrated because I see her potential and I see where she's at her position. She's she's never been financially free. She's only had like a hereditary, not like money come from her when her dad passed away, and that's going to finish in a couple of years. So my dream when I realized that that was true was to get her to a position where the transition, when her, you know, pay was over from her dad's passing, she could have that same coming from doTERRA. So I was like, wow, when I heard that, I was so excited that, you know, she's in a silver position, that she could go gold and platinum. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, mom, if you want this to happen, you know, there's going to have to be a little bit of stepping up to do. So she says, yeah, that's great. You know, that's so awesome that I can get paid, but then I don't see the other way. So that's where the frustration is coming up.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that, and I love that about you, and I love that that's your dream and desire. That's one of mine too, is like, you know, my mom actually is on my payroll for 15 hours a week, and she, you know, helping provide for her and care for her and opening up opportunities, and there's things that I've been able to be part of in supporting her, right? Is she, as a single mom, helped provide for me and my siblings, and just an amazing woman. So I love the dream and I love the desire. It's just asking what's her dream and desire, and also playing to her strengths, right? Is knowing she's great, like you said, at signing people up in a home essentials kit. She's just maybe not as great at the follow-up. But if we know that about someone, then it's thinking about proactively from your perspective, because you are the one who wants to grow. You are the one who wants this to be a solid, sustainable business. So then for you taking that desire to say, okay, she's great at enrolling. Do we have a training system on the back end we can plug people into? Maybe it's a Facebook group, or maybe there's an auto drip campaign we've created, or there's a website with resources, or we have a process that through Empowered Success that we can help them walk through and so forth. It's just strategizing, you know, thinking about how do we help those people get their needs met too, for those that want to go deeper, right? And thinking about that for, you know, themselves. So those are, you know, I love this conversation because how many of you can relate if you're here on Facebook or on chat on Zoom? How many of you can relate to being frustrated with someone you signed up, right? And that they're in this position and maybe they're a family member, maybe they're not, but something that you're feeling. And I love that. And so another thing, though, that I encourage you to do is of course, through conversation and asking her questions. So asking what questions from what's her desire level to her dreams, her why, matched with then, you know, strategizing and asking questions around, you know, her schedule. How can I best support you? What would be a great follow-up plan for you? You know, those types of things, you can definitely ask those questions.
Okay. I'm just going to jump in here. We're getting some great other questions. So Danielle, is there anything else you'd like to ask before
No, that's great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. And thank you for helping us with this.
Okay. Chrissy, before we move on, love, I'll just navigate that with Daniela. Daniela, if you could, just to make sure, I want your feedback. How's that feeling, love? And are you, any thoughts that are coming up for you? Do you feel like there's a conversation you want to have there with your mom? Or is it more shifting into creating a back-end system? Like, or what's kind of resonating with you?
It's just really helpful to see it from a neutral point of view without taking the emotion and having the awareness of the expectation that you're saying. When you release the expectation from the person and you realize that it's actually you that have changed and they're just perfectly fine in their place, it leaves you in a spot of taking responsibility instead of, right, there's so many awesome things I could be doing to support her people with really good energy, but perhaps I haven't been doing so well at that just because I've been too focused on putting, you know, that energy on, oh, you don't do it, or oh, you should be doing. So that's just really, really helpful. More than a conversation with her, I feel, is just really getting some good strategies from my end and then just passing them on as, you know.
Yeah.
It allows me to be more creative and more, yeah, just take more responsibility. At the end of the day, you're right. I'm the one that wants to grow my business. She's happy.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate your willingness to share this because how many times that, you know, we get ourselves in trouble emotionally, at least on the inside. It may not even be a conversation. We may never even have the words exchanged. But energetically on the inside, we're feeling frustrated at somebody else because they're not behaving differently. And thinking about, okay, you know, and this is a work in progress. I want to make sure we're all clear about that because we all, as we get to work with people, whether they're personal relationships, business relationships, working through our feelings, needs, boundaries, conversations, leadership, mentoring, is there's not one textbook answer, and it's not just this clean cut, fit it all in a nice little tidy box, is that it's in process of, I just love your openness and our conversation and your coachability too, is the ability to see, oh, okay, and that's why I was simply asking for more data, is saying, teach me about how this was initially set up, right? Is similar, it's kind of like sometimes in a situation like dating, is when you're dating someone and then you're like, well, and they show you who they are, and those are some great things, but if it's kind of like the equation that sometimes we are trying to change someone or wanting them, we have a different expectation of them versus acceptance of, if she's being the same person, which is you're validating she is, then awesome. And then we can still have conversation and see if we can need someone to catch the vision and nourish that relationship. Absolutely. It's just releasing if we're feeling ever frustration, is that's where sometimes we get the opportunity to practice. And I get to practice that regularly. So it's not something that's like, hey, done once and handled. It's practiced often.
Totally. I kind of feel like you've put me in a position, thank you, of being more grateful for everything she's actually done for our business. And the fact that I should express that to her because she, you know, she's obviously wanting the best for her daughter, but I'm there with the whiplash going, you're not enough, you're not enough. And she actually deserves a lot more gratitude from my side, and perhaps that could even change things.
Beautiful insight, and partly just the reminder that, you know, it's like some of it sounds like your dream and goal is to help set her up to be provided for. or to make some income, and you're doing that. So good for you is that you're also honoring that desire too. So I just appreciate the high level conversation, that the awareness is like, wait a second, how am I, what are the feelings that I'm feeling or thinking, thoughts I'm thinking, and do they align with what I want her or him to feel? And what is it I'd rather create? What's the message I really want to give, right? What is it we want to collaborate and strategize? And I also understand sometimes it is the case, you know, we do have a placeholder perhaps sometimes in your business. And then that conversation, I do think, again, ideally everything, how it's handled up front, that way you were to say, hey, this is just temporarily until I find or identify my next leader, you know, whatever that might be for that situation. But it sounds like to me there's a lot of good happening there. It's just maybe strategizing that if her strength isn't following up or doing training with people, is creating a system, again, Facebook group or online thing or something where you can walk people through where they do get that support.
Totally. Thank you so much.
Yeah, love. Okay, a couple of questions in the chat box, and these may be coming from the Facebook group that, thank you, Chrissy's transferring over. It sounds like Victoria says, I'm having a hard time getting people to sign up, and similar, we'll address both of these. Courtney's saying, I'm having trouble getting people to my classes, and who and how do I invite effectively? So let's talk about that. Is timing is such an interesting aspect to life and to growth, isn't it? Right? As I just want to remind you that many times in life, that the day we plant the seed is not the day we eat the fruit, right? Isn't that so good? I remember reading that recently on a social media, like a meme or Facebook post or Instagram or somewhere like that. But it's true, is the day we plant the seed is not the day we eat the fruit, right? And I know many of you know I love the analogy of gardening. Some of you have seen my video that I made with the Goddards called The Law of the Harvest. You can see that on YouTube, or you can find that, I believe, at sharesuccess.com. But it's just that I love that mindset, is that we're planting seeds, right? One of my favorite quotes as well, along the same line of thought that related to your business, is the thought, it's a quote by Robert Stevenson, where he says this, do not judge the day by the harvest you reap, judge the day by the seeds that you plant. See, that's what you can control. Last week I had a social media post that I put out there, and it was talking about, we had a lot of dialogue around this, but it's, the conversation is around, we can only control how we show up, right? So it matters, show up and be intentional about how you show up and how you nourish relationships, like a garden, is that some people you might meet once and they say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And they buy a kit from you and they go all in and they're ready to go. But the majority of people, I'd say the bigger percentage, they're going to need to be dripped on a little bit, right? Maybe they have an oil experience or two, or they come to your home or get in your car and you're diffusing oils, or their kid gets the flu bug and you're able to help, you know, navigate some of those and give them some samples and things like that. Not everyone is going to adapt immediately, right? Most things come with a little time and a little love on them. And so whether that's coming to a class or signing up, is getting them to respond, right, is going to require a combination of, I would say, nourishment and active or effective questioning. And so just like that thought process, though, is I do love it, is that the seeds that we're planting, but to be a seed planter, right, and to nourish those relationships is, for some of you, I know there's a woman, I don't think she's watching right now, but two women I just love, they're out of the, they both live in Wisconsin, Carrie Utes and Shannon McCabe, who's there. They just are great leaders in doTERRA, Blue Diamond and a Diamond. And we've had this conversation. Shannon is one of Kari's top leaders. She's a diamond leader in Kari's organization. But when Shannon first joined doTERRA, and we joke about this, she paid the $35 fee and bought one bottle of lemon, right? And Kari didn't think at that point, is this someone that's really, of course, going to be this mess? Because she didn't come out strong. She didn't come out fierce. But she got loved on and nourished on and has blossomed into this incredible leader and leading her own organization now. And so you just never know that you might sometimes were like, oh, how am I getting people to enroll? How am I getting people to come to classes? And so some is dripping on them with oils, sharing, you know, on your social, you know, sharing individually, that you're becoming a resource of someone that can help people with their emotional, physical, you know, through oils, as well as leading and sharing about the opportunity of lifestyle and so forth, leading absolutely with the supplements and what a difference those make. So, you know what I'm saying is just the awareness that some of this is timing, okay, for all of you to know that. Now, let's talk about the other aspect. So, nourishing others will always be part of your business model. And some people, some relationships are a crock pot, some are a microwave. And it's just knowing that, that it's like, hey, I need to see the long term or the long view game here. And I need to have that, cultivate that kind of mindset that what you can control is that you head out to the garden and you watered it, weeded it, add some, maybe some fertilizer to it, made sure there's some great sunshine that it's, you know, getting and absorbing, because you're doing your part to nourish your garden, right? Like literally I have a little garden in my backyard here in Salt Lake City. I love to do a little gardening all summer long. And it's just little. It's like one gardening box of strawberries this year, one gardening box of tomatoes, and then I have pumpkins planted just for the pure joy of watching pumpkins grow through the summer. But here's the thing. Right now, there's nothing to harvest out there, even though it's been several weeks that those plants have been in. But I'm out there each day nourishing it, watering it, loving on it, giving it some time and energy. And I know and trust in the process that with time, they come to fruition. And again, some are going to be ready next week. Some are going to be ready next year. And it's just about that you are the, we practice consistency, right? And how we show up. Now let's talk about the skill set of asking good questions. Being great at sales or great at conversion, which are one and the same, of converting someone to a class or converting them to sign up, is if I invite you, the skill set level here is heavily leading with questions. It's in what you're asking and not what you're telling that has the most influence. Now, many of you I know have my sales mastery kit where you learn a process called the 5 gates of closing sales. And there's plenty of questions that are aligned there that you can use and plug into your business. You can find that on my website at tiffanyspeaks.com. If you're new here or haven't heard of that program, you can find that there. Sales mastery is on my site at Tiffany Speaks. But here, let me give you a couple of samples from that so we can plug and play it right away. Is people buy emotionally, but they decide logically. And it's asking questions. Is people feel incurred? It's very diagnostic. Is diagnose then prescribe, as Stephen Covey would say. And so Courtney and Victoria or anyone else that needs to hear this is asking more questions, getting to know them, asking those kinds of questions like, you know, tell me, teach me about your health and for you or your family. What's up for you? What's your biggest health goal or concern or your desire to shift in this? Have you utilized essential oils or heard of them? Would you be open to trying them? You know, and then just continuing nurturing that for them of where they're at and even asking them, you know, are you interested? And Courtney specifically, not every person is going to want to come to a class with people. Some like to do that. But a lot of times people don't want to go to a class, especially if they're not going to know anybody, right? Social dynamic there. They're like, ooh, I'm not sure, you know, because that takes some courage is to go and try something new, right? Thinking about that. So you might want to ask them, they might prefer a one-on-one too. And that's great as well. It's just asking them just to say, what would work best for you? Do you want to come out? I have a class every Thursday at this time. Great small group of people gather and share and it's insightful and it's fun. Or once a month or once a week, whatever your timing is on that. Or might allow them to choose, or would you prefer that we meet individually, right, is another great way to, you know, help them get their needs met and to help influence them, right? So some of it's timing, persistence, nourishing, giving them oil experiences. Some will adapt really quickly, absolutely. Some people say yes. Some people won't. They'll take more time. That's definitely part of the process, too. It's just knowing that that's what we're working with for long-term. Right? We're out in that garden. So continue to nourish is definitely part of it. And get better at asking the questions, that you lead with questions. Absolutely. The person that's asking the questions is facilitating the direction or the leadership. So it's being that kind of a leader that's asking more questions will help all of you. Okay, scrolling through questions. Hi, Dee from Catskills. Talking about celery juice. Just heard about it. Courtney asked, do I juice my own? I do. I also at times will buy green juices from a local juicery if I'm out and about, different kinds of juices. But I do mostly, almost all my celery juice is done here at home, at a juicer. All right, Luke is asking a great question, says this. Hi, Luke, says, as a guy, I find it difficult to connect with women and gain their trust as I share doTERRA with them. Any tips to break through this block and improve my avatar? It being new parents, right? So I love that, Luke. I love this question is thinking about this. And I think it's how we build trust, period, with people. A lot of that comes, again, is simply is showing up. A few things I have found that you can influence trust is one is showing up really present, right? And presence with you have my full attention. I'm interested in what you have to say. I'm asking questions like I was just covering. Is a lot of ways that we get to know anyone and we work through that wall or that block is simply in asking them, right? And sharing also, I think, intention is I would be clear about that. It's like I'm passionate about helping individuals, specifically new parents, have tools at their fingertips where they can help their children, you know, with their health and well-being without, you know, potential harmful chemicals or things like that where they can address many of these things in their homes. I would have a core one or two line mission statement that's clear for you that you do share that. You share your vision, right, is why you're so passionate and what you're up to, right, without it being a novel, right, that people then are like, whoa, this guy just wants to talk all the time. That's a sensitive balance. It's like stating your vision of why you do what you do, sharing that why, and then coming back to you is like, would it be okay if I just asked a few questions and got to know you and see if there is something I can support you with? And going from there is just that some of that too, I understand there is some dynamic being male to female, right? Especially with you're married and that person's married and there's that, whoa, okay, you know, energy. But it's also, you know, I think the evolution of and just knowing and trusting your heart and your intention, which is in a great place, you're wanting to help them. And so coming, lead with that, though, is to share what your desire to serve is and why you're so passionate about helping new parents with their health and wellness goals, with their health and wellness education, right, is that you lead with that and then asking them questions. But that's true whether it's, you know, any dynamic of gender or any dynamic of orientation, any dynamic of, you know, whether it's political, religious, you know, all of those types of things, whatever it might feel like that we might be like, oh, I don't know if because I'm not this or that, it's plugging back into your why and your purpose. And so showing up and meeting with that, I think, will help you as well. Matched with, again, just getting to know them. Building trust comes very similar regardless of gender, which is, does this person care? Am I just a sell to them? Or do they actually truly care? Am I in a space where are they present with me? Because if someone says, hey, I really want to help support you, but then they're checking their phone while I'm trying to, like, you know, share something that matters to me, or they're, I can tell they're not really present, or they're interrupting me or cutting me off, you know, those basics coming back to communication skills, holding space for, presence with, sincere desire to learn and to understand, those are powerful ways. It's your energy is your biggest influence, right? Is your energy coming off as a place is like, I'm here to serve and I'm excited to share. And I truly do care with what you're going to share with me. I am listening. I am present. And I'm going to ask better questions. Those are all ways that, regardless, are ways to build trust. Love it. Crystal adds this comment. She says, I love this share and thought. I have changed what she's talking about when Danielle and I were discussing, you know, our mindset with expectation of people. It says this. She's giving a quote. Thought that says, I have changed and my expectations have changed. My mindset's changed. It's not for me. It's not for others to own. That's pretty awesome. Okay, I love this question. Is that added to the conversation Daniela and I were having? It says, what would the advice be if her mom initially had said she wanted to build but hasn't followed through? I think with anyone in that case, if let's say they join out of the gate and like, I absolutely want to build, I'm ready to grow. Sometimes people don't know what that means though when they're saying it. I do believe err on the side of compassion, err on the side of grace, right? Is that's what I would hope would be granted to me, is granting that to others. And so sometimes people, they don't follow through, or they don't follow through at the level of expectation, right? Their idea, they might be following through because they're sharing it with their friends, right? Or they're, you know, talking to one or two people a month about it, but you were expecting them to talk to one or two people a day. Right. And so sometimes it's balancing of expectation. But the best way, again, is through good conversation. I think it matters that us as leaders, we show up with good energy and that we've done our part to like get anchored into, wait, I'm here to serve. I'm here open. I'm curious. I think where we get relationship, myself included, wrong sometimes is when we come at it with an energy where we're feeling defensive, we're feeling hurt, or we're feeling frustration, which we're fine to feel that as humans. Don't judge yourself. Don't layer more judgment on top of judgment, right? You see, that's what happens there is we judge someone else and then we judge ourselves for the judgment and we're just keeping ourselves stuck in that versus like, oh, okay, yep, I get it. And so I would come back to that conversation. It's just realizing it might be a misdirection of expectation of what building means to you and what building means to them. But it's just getting to know and checking back in to say, hey, you know, I'd love to connect with you about this. I mean, we're at a great time. We're almost at the middle point of the year. We're almost at July 1st of 2019. Great time to check in to say, hey, you know, on goals and what you want to create. And, you know, in 6 months, it will be 2020. What do you want? Can you guys believe that? It'll be 2020 in 6 months almost. But you can ask, share that thought with them. Like, what is it you want to be about and creating and just having that conversation. Now, if they've dropped off the map entirely, right, and they're saying, hey, I'm not interested to build, and you have some conversation around that of like, okay, well, what, you know, and you've discussed that thoroughly, then, you know, that conversation sometimes does lead to, you know, moving spots sometimes, right? And not that that's something we want to do a whole lot. I'm sensitive to even share that. I'm just aware and telling what I know happens and what some of the people, many of the people I've gotten to coach, sometimes that does happen. People move spots, right? Is because the person that was like, actually, I don't want to put in that kind of time, or I've had a different passion come up or a different life challenge come up or whatever the case might be. But one is like keeping our own hearts in a good place, right, towards others. Even if they've totally blown us off or totally, you know, whatever the case might be, is doing our part to be in a good spot. But I like to have just good conversation and check in. Where are you at? What do you want to create? How can I best support you? What is your ideal business look like? How much time would that require? Where do you see that fitting? How can I help you get there? What's the next skill or the next tool you feel like you would need to help you grow to your next level? It's just that we want to be resourceful and in a lot of dialogue, but getting a clear picture. Because again, like to me, if it's like, hey, I really want to build this, and I'm like, cool, that means I'm going to put 10 hours a week towards this, but you're expecting me to put 40 hours a week towards it, right? Then we have a disconnect of expectation. But in my mind, I think, wow, I'm so passionate. I'm committed. I'm doing this. But because I'm not doing it the way your expectation is, then maybe that's where the frustration can sometimes be as well. So thank you for adding that additional insight, is because to that conversation, what Daniela was taking accountability around is that no, in the beginning, there was no expressed desire or conversation about her mom building. And so her taking ownership to that her mom's being the exact same, right? I do understand sometimes people change, and they do change, right? Or we have a disconnected expectation. Maybe they've hit their own wall or their comfort zone, and they're needing your support to help them work through that is something, but we can only figure that out if we're willing to have that open conversation. Okay, so I'm going to read. It looks like Cam is saying this in our question box. It says, hey, sister. I love that. Hey, sis. What I am discovering is that I have never changed, as it's been, there will never be any change. At leadership, the question is, or was posed to us, is who is your biggest mentor? Who do you look up to, and why don't you go spend time with them? So I made a list of quite remarkable people and started reaching out via social media. Long story short, I was blessed to be able to travel on a public trip with this amazing woman to Israel, and while on the trip, shared my heart, and she enrolled. So with that being said, my issue is not enrolling. It's a block of success, perhaps, right? So I think we've covered a lot of this already in what we've been sharing. And I think, no, absolutely not. It's sometimes a conversation. Congrats, by the way. That's so exciting. And congrats on sharing your heart. And that takes courage, right? Put yourself out there. I think you're doing a lot of the things. And maybe we just drop the need to say that there's any issue there. Is maybe you just get more intentional to say, okay, I want more experiences like that. I'm going to put myself out there. And I'm going to nourish relationships. Like you said, you identified these people, follow them on social, nourish them, and ask them the questions. I do think, of course, there's always a commitment to personal development and working on mindset, working on you know, affirmations, things like that. An affirmation is simply a chosen belief. And so maybe that is something that you come back to, right? If you're interested, there's also on my YouTube channel, there's a 3-part video series called Self-Care Equals Success, parts 1, 2, and 3. I'd invite you to watch video 2, watch all 3 of them, but video 2 specifically is talking about what's called the mirror exercise and mirror work. And I share some core affirmations in that as well. So those are some things that, you know, I think you're doing a lot great. So I just continue to nourish that and keep doing what's working, what is working, and give that more energy. Sometimes when it comes to blocks, right? Even if we know what our block is, I'm definitely a fan of and patron of, you know, personal development, life coaching, sometimes energy work, you know, as with discernment for me on that. But I think I'm open to all the things, right, that can help you, quote, work through the blocks or identify your blocks. But there's also a fine line that sometimes we can build a house in doing all the work. Like sometimes we use it as an excuse, if you will, not knowing we're doing that, but we're like, hey, I've got to get perfectly healed before I can really show up and share my business, before I write the book, start the podcast, post the class, you know, really get clear and go after my chicken list in doTERRA or put myself out there or so forth. Is we think once I'm fully healed of these blocks, then I'll go and do. Right? Anyone ever been guilty of that? Because I know I have. Is one of my mentors would say this to me, is even when you know the why is the booby prize, right? Like even from that perspective, not your why is your passion or your purpose, but your why is like, why do I struggle with self-doubt? Why do I have this issue or that? And we can spend some time there because I think some of that inquiry can lead to healing. But I think all too often we set ourselves up to potentially just build roots in this, like getting ready to get 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 ready to finally go for it. Is go for it, sis, right? I wouldn't put a lot of energy and time into, I have all these, is like, okay, keep modeling what you just did and give that new life and that new energy. I think, I don't know if this is true, but there's a quote attributed to Socrates as saying, when you want to create change, put all your energy on focusing. I'm ad-libbing it a little bit here. The quote is some rendition of put your energy on focusing on changing the new versus just figuring out like what's broken, what's wrong. Is it's not that we want to avoid, we want to do healing work, if that's therapy, if it's coaching, if it's energy work, but sometimes we can really use that as a way that we keep playing small. It's still, it's like, okay, well, what would you rather experience? So asking her that, well, I want to connect with more people. I want to enroll more people. Great. Let's keep doing that. How did you show up in that environment? Keep showing up that way. Remember, we only control how we show up. Good stuff, you guys. Okay. Let me see. I'm scrolling back through some more comments, some questions. Okay. S&T Corton to panelists says, I'm seriously struggling to get remotivated and get my attitude where it needs to be. I've really been struggling since the convention. I feel like I have to keep pulling my team along. What they say they want is different than the action shown. I get frustrated when they keep asking me for more placements because I'm a high enroller. Instead of doing even a little work themselves, they are great supporters of their teams and do help when I ask. So definitely some positives to work with here. I'm a solid silver working to solidify gold. It just seems so overwhelming with all the work to do to get there. But I'm honestly working alone on the growth aspect. I offer classes for my team several times a month, yet only my invites attend. I know I've created this. So my question is, how do I fix it? So I love this. And there's a few things tucked in here. We're going to talk about attitude is one. Coming back to the joy is another, which goes along with that. Working with your team, right, and so forth. One thing that I want to address first of all is, so it's like they're asking for you to place more enrollments. And it sounds like you've done some of that, which is just fine. But I would have a boundary conversation there. And by boundary sometimes can feel really stiff and really rigid and really like, hey, my way or the highway. But really it's from love. It's just asking them what I would call performance guidelines to say, great, here's the 3 or 4 or 5 things that if you're regularly engaged in, I will continue. If you choose this, you could choose it this way. This is one option. I'm not saying it's the only one, right? But it's saying, then I will continue to be open to putting enrollments there. And you can have those performance guidelines, like you're contacting X amount of people a week, you're hosting X amount of classes in a week or a month, you're doing your own personal development, and that includes taking the products yourselves, right? that you're on LRP, that you're doing some of these things, right, that you could have a list of that are what you call performance guidelines, right, is that you're like, hey, I'm totally willing to help and love that. And yes, reinforce what they are doing well. But I would just have that conversation is a collaboration, right? And I know, and I appreciate your honesty and your openness where you're saying, hey, I, for myself, I know I've created, I've set, kind of created this culture. And so you can continue to work in that culture, but you can also ask people to say, hey, part of that is there's an exchange of value. I'm willing to look at that if you continue to do this. But it also requires them to be doing certain actions of behavior, certain gardening, if you will, that they're out doing their part to help nourish the garden, to help create that, right? So that's one thought, right, for sure. Secondly, is coming back to the joy. You know, coming back to the joy, can we just discuss this really openly and realistically? Sometimes, you know, most things in life, whether it's a business, whether it's a relationship, has a honeymoon phase, right? And so in the beginning, when you joined doTERRA, you know, and you just were in love with the products, loved sharing it, loved your first enrollment, loved your first 10 enrollments, right? And just loved the process. And we get in all this joy. And then the theme of this call today, heavily around expectations, William Shakespeare is quoted as saying, expectation is the root of all heartache. You notice how sometimes we create our own suffering because of the expectation. And so it's how do we come back to the joy? Come back to serve, love. Come back to just loving, sharing the oils, connecting with people, right? Now, I get it doesn't mean these people don't also, they get to be responsible and accountable for their own results and their own businesses. But how we sometimes struggle with motivation and attitude is we've snuffed the joy right out of it. It's like what happens sometimes in a relationship or a marriage. It's like we fall in love with that person and then we start layering expectation after expectation after expectation. I'm not talking about healthy boundaries, like someone's honest and faithful and those types of things. But we start like trying to like layer all these expectations and snuff the joy or the love right out of the relationship, right? And I don't say that anyone needs to feel guilty. I just ask them to feel aware. The same, how am I going to show up and how do we get back to the joy? Is come back to the joy of truly just being in that space where you love to share it, love to serve. That's one thing for motivation is like, okay, maybe we write it down, we declare it, we put it in our space, something like that. But just know what you're feeling is normal, okay? And it doesn't mean that all the thoughts and all the judgment that then you're layering on, like, oh, it's my attitude, or I know I helped create this, so then all the judgment on yourself is coming back to a place of joy, coming back to a place of lightness. It's just being present in the day that you're in, the experience that you're in, as best as possible. This is practice. But then you're coming back to that for yourself. But definitely having more open conversation, leading with questions, again, like we talked about today, asking your leaders what they need, what they want, what they're going to commit to, what you will commit to as well, how you can collaborate. You see it as a collaboration versus parenting. A lot of times in our upline, downline relationship, it's like parenting we're feeling like versus how do we collaborate? Because they're a business partner, right? We're in a partnership. And even though I get sometimes that shifts because in the beginning they were more enrolled. It's just like, hey, an enrollment, going to order, and then they decided to grow and share and build. But it's how do we partner or collaborate more? A lot of that comes from, again, keeping working on our energy, how we're thinking or feeling about them, as well as, you know, the questions that we're asking. Thank you for bringing that forward, because I think so many of you can relate to that, right? Is knowing, gosh, when I first got started, so amazing. Now it's frustrated. They're asking for, you know, more placements. Like, hey, mom, feed me. I'm okay for you to feed your teams. I do think it's wise, though, just like if you have, even if with little kiddos, that it's like, great, you have a chore list, you have a contribution list, right? That here's the things you get to do and contribute to. This is how you earn screen time or how you earn time to go play or earn allowance, right? Or these types of things. It's like, here's how we meet. It's yes, I'll provide these things, but here's what your part is. But collaborating about that and discussing that, I think it's just fine and heavily encouraged for the success of your business. Okay, let's see. I think we're right at about time. And I think there's some people that, for some individuals still, there's a few questions.
Okay, you were the one who said I could say like Maureen. You're right. I can say like Maureen.
Okay, I think we've covered some of these things with our sharing today around classes and getting people to come to classes.
Bertie, you can come back here if you want. I'm just trying to...
Thank you so much for your great questions. It's been a joy to be here.
Yeah, I've just got 2 minutes, so it's fine.
In that space for us collaborating together around these ideas.
Yes, I
think it's
this
just how we regularly come back to the practice I'm working on. Literally, even this morning in my own morning study and meditation and prayer, it's bringing that, you know, back into myself versus putting it out there with others, meaning like that expectation conversation. It's helping ourselves come back home to that. I think these things are good. We know that they work if we practice them, right? So a few good thoughts today. Get focused on your office hours for the summer, what's your intention, what you're wanting to create, right? How you're showing up, asking questions, how we're cleaning up maybe some of our frustrations and energies, our mindset, our attitude. I'm just going to read you. There's a quote that's here on my desk that's a quote of the day. It's by Wayne Dyer, and it says this. It says, honor the physical temple that houses you, so meaning your body, right? Honor the physical temple that houses you by eating healthy, say use your oils. He didn't say that.
But there are dreams that
exercising, listening to your body's needs, and treating it with dignity. Quote for the day is like the power of also choosing in regularly how we take care of us. I think one of the best ways and one of the best investments we can make in our team, in our children, our spouses, is that we choose to take excellent care of ourselves.
So
I know that when I feel better, I know that when you feel better, we show up better. We're more confident. We're more likely to follow through. We're more likely to put ourselves out there. We're more likely to be more patient with others, including perhaps ourselves. So prioritizing that as well. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Have a great week. I'm cheering you on. I will be traveling next week. I don't know if I'll have an internet connection. I know Andy Knapp will be back hosting. I will be in Oregon next Wednesday, but I will see about joining in. If not, I will definitely see you the following Wednesday. But I'm always cheering you on, always championing you. I know many of you are coming to my convention custom event. If you've not heard of that and you'd like to know about it, have an opportunity to join us there. It's on Monday night, September 9th. As your convention week kicks off, called Heart and Hustle. It's a powerful event. I'd love for you to learn all the things that I get to share in the coaching world of working with people in doTERRA and helping them grow their business. You can find those tickets or information at myoilscoach.com. Cheering y'all on. Have a great rest of your week. Chrissy, thanks for being a great co-pilot today. I'll look forward to seeing you guys real soon.